We follow a line of pickup trucks down the dirt road, but I spot my friend's Mustang up ahead when we round a curve. Dane's the only moron that would buy a sports car to drive around the hills of Oregon. I've had to pull him out of a ditch more than 20 times since I moved here 6 years ago.
Daddy!
Lily screeches and rolls down her window.
Ah, look at all the kids!
I glance in my mirror to see her gaze focused on the clusters of children and parents trying to find their way as I park the truck. Camp Tall Pines is a camp for single parents. Lily will only attend during the day, but there is an overnight camp for kids coming from farther away. It was an option for Lily this year, but I'm not ready for that, even if it's only 15 minutes away. I open my door to get Lily out and take in the scene. Shit, there are a lot of kids, and I have no idea where the hell Lily's supposed to go. My hand is on the handle of Lily's door when a fancy sports car grabs my attention. It's red and shiny and sticks out in this small town just like the blonde currently bent over digging through the trunk. Damn, that ass. I shift my stance and wonder how one glimpse has made my dick jolt for the first time in a month. Well, without the help of Pornhub. Climax Cove isn't exactly known for its beautiful single women. Not to say there aren't any. There are. But they're all looking for something I can't give them. Marriage. My last serious relationship didn't work out so well after Lily's mother decided she'd rather party than be a mother, and I'm not willing to jeopardize my little girl's heart again. I can't pull my gaze from this woman's long legs. Or maybe it's the short shorts she's wearing. She shouldn't be able to wear those scraps of material around all the single dads. There's going to be a pissing match at our next meeting over who gets to ask out the new girl in town. A bang on the truck window pulls me from my trance of imagining those long legs wrapped around my head, and I look over to find Lily's shoulders slumped and her mouth hung open. Sorry, I say and open her door. She jumps out of the truck and turns her attention to where I was looking. I take the opportunity to adjust myself. The woman is now standing up, thank God, and she's propped a box on her hip as she shuts the trunk. My gaze roams from her sneaker-covered feet up her long and tanned legs, past the two short shorts, noticing the way her Camp Tall Pines blue t-shirt hugs her breasts and lastly lands on her face. Shit, I murmur.
Daddy!
Lily holds her hand out in the air.
That's a dollar.
My eyes focus in on the woman across the parking lot, and I'd bet my house it's her. Katerina Santora. My client, Bill Santora's daughter. I haven't seen her in 6 years. Not since the time she hit on me. I wince remembering how harsh I was to her. But she was young. Barely legal and no wasn't in her vocabulary at the time. Still, I've remembered my cruel words more than once since then and regretted them. Especially after I had a daughter of my own.
Daddy!
Lily's voice pulls my focus back to her. I dig my wallet out of my back pocket, finding a dollar and shoving it into her hand.
Nice doing business with ya,
she says and slides by me to the curb.
Let's go. I don't want to be the last one.
My eyes refuse to look away from the woman. If it is Katerina, she's definitely all woman now.